Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we're diving into one of the most critical phases of any commercial real estate deal, due diligence. Over the next five episodes, we're going to walk through the entire process from signing the letter of intent to closing the deal. Today, we're starting with the big picture. We're talking about the LOI to closing process. Here's why this matters. Due diligence is where you verify everything. It's where you make sure the deal is what the seller says it is. It's where you uncover problems, and it's where you decide whether to move forward or walk away. If you skip due diligence or rush through it, you're taking a huge risk. You could end up with a property that doesn't perform, or worse, a property with major problems that cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to fix. So today, I'm going to give you a roadmap. We'll talk about what happens after you sign the LOI, what the due diligence period looks like, and how to make sure you're protected. Let's dive in. What is a letter of intent? Before we talk about due diligence, let's quickly review the letter of intent, or LOI. The LOI is a non-binding agreement between you and the seller. It outlines the basic terms of the deal. Here's what a typical LOI includes. Purchase price, what you're offering to pay for the property. Earnest money deposit, the amount of money you'll put down to show you're serious. This is typically 1 to 3% of the purchase price. Due diligence period, how long you have to inspect the property and review the financials. This is typically 30 to 60 days. Financing contingency, whether the deal is contingent on you getting financing. Closing date, when the transaction will close. Other terms, things like who pays for what, whether the seller will provide financing, and any other special conditions. The LOI is non-binding. That means you can walk away without penalty during the due diligence period. But once you sign the LOI, the clock starts ticking. You need to move quickly to complete your due diligence. What happens after you sign the LOI? Once the seller accepts your LOI, here's what happens. Step 1. You submit your earnest money deposit. You'll wire the earnest money to an escrow account. This money is held by a third party until closing. If you close the deal, the earnest money is applied to your down payment. If you walk away during the due diligence period, you get your earnest money back. If you walk away after the due diligence period without a valid reason, you may lose your earnest money. Step 2. The seller provides due diligence materials. The seller will give you access to all the property information. This includes financial statements, operating statements, tax returns, rent rolls, leases, property condition reports, environmental reports, title reports, survey, zoning information, utility bills, maintenance records, tenant information. You'll review all of this information during the due diligence period. Step 3. You conduct your due diligence. This is the most important part of the process. You'll verify everything the seller told you. You'll inspect the property. You'll review the financials. You'll talk to tenants. You'll check the title. You'll get environmental reports. We'll talk more about this in a minute. Step 4. You negotiate the purchase agreement. While you're doing due diligence, your attorney will negotiate the purchase and sale agreement with the seller's attorney. This is a legally binding contract that outlines all the terms of the deal. Step 5. You secure financing. If you're getting a loan, you'll work with your lender to get approved and finalize the loan terms. Step 6, you close the deal. If everything checks out, you'll close the deal. You'll sign the final documents, transfer the money, and take ownership of the property. What is the due diligence period? The due diligence period is the time between signing the LOI and closing. During this period, you have the right to inspect the property and review all the information. If you find problems, you have 3 options. Option 1, renegotiate the price. If you find issues, you can ask the seller to lower the price or fix the problems. Option 2, walk away. If the problems are too big, you can walk away and get your earnest money back. Option 3, move forward. If everything checks out, you move forward with the deal. The due diligence period is typically 30 to 60 days, but it can be longer or shorter depending on the complexity of the deal. Here's the key. You need to use this time wisely. You need to be thorough. You need to verify everything. Because once the due diligence period ends, you're committed to the deal. If you walk away after that, you'll lose your earnest money. The 2 types of due diligence. There are 2 main types of due diligence: financial due diligence and physical due diligence. Financial due diligence is all about the numbers. You're verifying the income and expenses. You're making sure the property performs the way the seller says it does. This includes reviewing rent rolls, analyzing operating statements and T-12s, comparing actual performance to the seller's projections, verifying tenant leases, checking for deferred maintenance costs. Physical due diligence is all about the property itself. You're inspecting the building. You're checking for problems. You're making sure there are no hidden issues. This includes property inspections, environmental assessments, roof inspections, HVAC inspections, plumbing and electrical inspections, structural inspections. Both types of due diligence are critical. You can't skip either one. This week, we're focusing on financial due diligence. Next week, we'll cover physical due diligence. Financial due diligence, what to review. Let's talk about what you need to review during financial due diligence. 1, rent rolls. The rent roll shows you who's renting each unit, how much they're paying, when their lease expires, and whether they're current on rent. You need to verify that the rent roll matches what the seller told you. Tomorrow, we'll do a deep dive on how to read rent rolls like a pro. 2, operating statements and T-12s. The operating statement shows the property's income and expenses over a specific period. The T-12 is the trailing 12 months of operating statements. It shows the most recent 12 months of performance. You need to verify that the income and expenses match what the seller told you. On Wednesday, we'll break down how to read operating statements and T-12s. 3, tax returns. Tax returns are one of the most important documents in due diligence. Why? Because sellers can manipulate operating statements, but they can't lie on their tax returns. Compare the operating statements to the tax returns. If there are discrepancies, ask the seller to explain them. 4, leases. Review every lease. Make sure the terms match what's on the rent roll. Look for red flags like below market rents, short lease terms, or unusual clauses. 5, historical performance. Don't just look at the current year, look at the past 3 years. Is income increasing or decreasing? Are expenses going up? Is occupancy stable? On Thursday, we'll talk about how to analyze historical performance and identify trends. 6, pro forma versus reality. The seller will give you a pro forma. That's their projection of what the property will do in the future. But the pro forma is almost always optimistic. Your job is to stress test it. On Friday, we'll talk about how to separate pro forma from reality and make sure the deal actually works. Physical due diligence, what to inspect. Now let's talk about physical due diligence. 1, property inspection. Hire a professional inspector to walk the property. They'll check for structural issues, deferred maintenance, and code violations. 2, environmental assessment. Get a phase 1 environmental assessment. This checks for contamination, hazardous materials, and environmental risks. If the phase 1 finds issues, you may need a phase 2 assessment. 3, roof inspection. The roof is one of the most expensive items to replace. Get a professional roof inspection. Find out how old the roof is, what condition it's in, and how many years of life it has left. 4, HVAC inspection. HVAC systems are expensive to replace. Get them inspected. Find out the age, condition, and expected lifespan of each unit. 5, plumbing and electrical. Check the plumbing and electrical systems. Look for outdated systems, code violations, and deferred maintenance. 6, structural inspection. Check the foundation, walls, and overall structure. Look for cracks, settling, or other structural issues. We'll cover all of this in detail next week. The due diligence checklist. Here's a checklist to help you stay organized during due diligence. Financial due diligence. Review rent rolls. Analyze operating statements and T-12s. Review tax returns. Verify leases. Analyze historical performance. Stress test the pro forma. Physical due diligence. Property inspection. Environmental assessment. Phase 1 and possibly Phase 2. Roof inspection. HVAC inspection. Plumbing and electrical inspection. Structural inspection. Legal and title due diligence. Title search. Survey zoning verification. Review of existing liens or encumbrances. Other. Verify utilities and service contracts. Review insurance requirements. Check for pending litigation. Verify property taxes. Common due diligence mistakes. Let me share some common mistakes investors make during due diligence. Mistake 1. Rushing through due diligence. You have 30 to 60 days. Use all of it. Don't rush. If you need more time, ask for an extension. It's better to take your time than to miss something important. Mistake 2. Not hiring professionals. Don't try to do everything yourself. Hire professionals. Hire an inspector. Hire an environmental consultant. Hire an attorney. Hire an accountant. Yes, it costs money, but it's worth it. These professionals will find things you'll miss. Mistake 3. Trusting the seller's numbers. Don't just accept the seller's numbers. Verify everything. Compare the operating statements to the tax returns. Compare the rent roll to the actual leases. Compare the pro forma to historical performance. Mistake 4. Ignoring red flags. If you find red flags, don't ignore them. Dig deeper. If the numbers don't add up, ask questions. If the property is in poor condition, get estimates for repairs. Red flags don't always mean you should walk away, but they do mean you need to investigate further. Mistake 5. Not having an exit strategy. Before you close, make sure you have a plan. What's your exit strategy? How will you add value? How will you increase income? How will you reduce expenses? If you don't have a clear plan, you're taking a big risk. Final thoughts. The LOI to closing process is where deals are made or broken. Due diligence is your opportunity to verify everything, to uncover problems, and to make sure the deal is what the seller says it is. Don't rush through it. Be thorough. Hire professionals. Verify everything. Use the financial due diligence checklist. Use the physical due diligence checklist. And don't ignore red flags. If you do your homework, you'll avoid bad deals. You'll negotiate better terms, and you'll close deals with confidence. This week, we're going deep on financial due diligence. Tomorrow, we're talking about how to read rent rolls like a pro. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.